It's Music Inside Out. I'm Gwen, the Quiet Storm, Tompkins. Songwriter Alex McMurray is with us, and we've got extra chairs because he's got a lot of imaginary friends. McMurray crammed a few of them into his latest CD titled I Will Never Be Alone in This Land. This song is called The Get-Go.
He was a flunky from St. John's Spit. He told himself that he was through with it. So tired of running and bumming around, he thought he'd take it to another town. She was a chippy from Chicago, the only place she'd ever been before. She does her drinking from a gerbil jar. She keeps beneath the seat of the car. She liked to hit it from the get-go. She liked to hit it from the get-go. Old Cassandra and Polly Ann lived together on their father's land. Run off the neighbors one by one. Shoot out the stars and sleep in the sun. You know in life there ain't no accidents. Flunky creeping up along the fence. Flunky, he crossed Cassandra's soul. He's never gonna flunk no more. He's got to hit it from the, he's got to hit it from the get-go. He's got to hit it from the get-go. He's got to hit it. It ain't for you to reason why. You got to do before you die. You got to hit it from the, you got to hit it from the get-go. You got to hit it from the get-go. Roll the credits and fade to black. Flunky never gets his dollar back. He's gonna settle down in Kankakee every evening watching busted TV. There's a message coming from the screen. You got to listen to the in-between. Flunky finishes all of his chores to get to what's beneath the floor. He's got to hit it from the, he's got to hit it from the get-go. He's got to hit it from the get-go. He's got to hit it. He's got to hit it from the get-go. Get-go, baby. Get-go, get-go, baby. Get go. Ooh, ooh, ooh.
I just love that song. It's like a double feature at the movies or something. It's really good. You know, you could be related to any one of these people. In fact, you could be one of these people. If you can't identify your sad sack relative, then it's usually you.
Yeah.
Your songs are really visual and, you know, I mean, sometimes I can smell the old beer on the barroom floors. There's a vernacular that you choose that is really interesting for each of these songs because it can be old-fashioned sometimes, but it's always sort of timeless in a way. You know, for instance, you use a word like chippy. She's a chippy from Chicago.
Yeah, chippy. I know guys that use that. Pat Cronin, you know. He was one of the owners of the old Mermaid Lounge, and he would say, here comes this chippy, bah, you know, and he would.
But as a songwriter, when you write your songs, are you sort of putting out your wares for others to inhabit, or do you really write the songs for your own voice?
Maybe this just isn't my season, but I just can't see the reason for plying my feminine wiles. It's not the years, it's the miles.
Well, that song in particular, I wrote for Trina Shoemaker, to sing. Now, Trina Shoemaker used to live here. She was an engineer at Kingsway Studio, and she also engineered all those big Sheryl Crow records that won all the Grammys and stuff.
Sure.
But back in the day, she had said to me, if you write me a torch song, I will record your band. And this is, you know, back in the mid-90s. So I wrote that song for her, you know, and in that song, I pulled that line, it's not the years, it's the miles. Well, it's a long story, but...
Well, let's hear it.
You want to hear it? Okay.
Yeah, we got the time.
I was in Maine, living like at my Aunt Joan's kind of commune.
Mm-hmm.
We were raking blueberries. So you get up really early and you rake blueberries for a few hours. And then we were sitting in the car, my cousin, Kevin, and I. And there was this guy named Old Man who was just this ornery, like, coot. I mean, like he was like a kind of a redneck kind of guy. Wore like these Wellington boots, jeans, no shirt ever, beard, you know. And he just would scream and holler all the time.
His name was Old Man?
I think he was from Arkansas or something. And he was at, and we're sitting there eating our tuna fish sandwich in the car. And like down, like on, you know, in the field, not too far away, was Old Man. He was screaming at something. And I said to Kevin, hey, you know, Old Man, he's really not that old. Why do they call him Old Man? And Kevin said, well, Alex, sometimes it's not the years, it's the miles. And I said to myself, man, that's a fun line, you know, so I kept that in my back pocket. And then when Trina Shoemaker, you know, said, I want a torch song, I'm like, I got the title for you.
There you go.
But now Debbie Davis has done it on her record, and she with strings and everything. So that's
right.
It's a song I wrote for a woman to sing.
I'm standing still and I'm all smiles. It's not the years, it's the miles. Drink 10 sailors under the table, but it soon becomes a bore when your name is on the lips of every sailor that wanders ashore.
It's not the years, it's the miles. A song written by Alex McMurray and performed by the fabulous Debbie Davis. Well, in radio, it's not the years, it's the minutes, and we've run out. This has been a special edition of Music Inside Out on WWNO. A generous contribution from you will help keep our show and all WWNO programming on the air. Listen to the people when they explain how to support the station. Obey them. You won't be sorry. I'm Gwen Tompkins, and this is Music Inside Out.
It's the moon.